Jim had a passion for God, a love for people, and a burden to communicate the gospel.
吉姆有这么一个人，他有一个对神的热情，一个对人的爱心和一个传福音的负担。
But he wrestled with the question of how to bring the message of Christ to a setting that seemed so far from him.
但是吉姆呢，心里交战，如何把基督的救恩转化成一种看起来跟别人生活更贴近的信息传出去。
How could he help people see and embrace the truth when they had so little biblical understanding?
当人们对圣经了解的那么少的时候，他怎么才能帮助他们理解并接受真理呢？
The barrier seemed insurmountable.
障碍看起来是不可逾越的。
The task seemed virtually impossible.
这工作显得根本没法做。
Even with all the obstacles in front of him, Jim knew he had to try.
不过虽然在他面前有那么多的困难，吉姆知道他必须去尝试。
God had given him a vision to make a difference in the lives of these men and women.
神给了他一个意象，带给那些男人和女人们不同的生活。
For starters, he shaved his head right down to the skin, except for one patch of hair that he let grow long.
于是他开始行动起来，他剃了头，并且将头发割掉，露出了头皮。 仅仅在后脑勺留了一块头发，并且让它长多长长。
Not only that, he began wearing it in a pigtail, then dyed it a different color so he could fit in with those he was trying to reach.
不仅这样，他还把这块头发编成了猪尾巴一样的辫子，然后将它染成了另外的颜色，这样他就跟自己要接触的那群人看起来更像。
He also gave up his suit and tie and began to dress like the people he was trying to reach.
他不再穿着本来穿的西装和领带，开始穿着像那些他要接触的人一样。
He changed his eating patterns.
他也改变了饮食的模式。
He worked hard to learn new vocabulary and expressions in the hope that he would be able to effectively convey biblical truth in their everyday street language.
他努力学习新的词汇和表达方式，因为他希望在跟那些人每天一起生活的时候，能够将圣经真理用他们的市井俚语有效地传递出去。
Now Jim didn't do this from a distance.
吉姆并不是远离人群做这件事。He
actually moved into the neighborhood with these people.
实际上他住进了这群人当中，跟他们做邻居。He
tried to become their friend.
他尽量跟他们交朋友。
This wasn't easy because of their non-Christian lifestyle and their outright rejection of his message.
因为这些人非基督徒的生活方式，以及他们对吉姆讲的真理完全的抵制，吉姆传福音实在是不容易。
Jim paid the price of loneliness, weariness, and discouragement, along with criticism from other Christians.
他付出了很多代价，孤独、疲倦、沮丧，以及来自于很多基督徒的批评。
He also lived with the daily rejection of most that he wanted to reach.
同时他每天都遭到那些他想要接触人的大部分人来排斥。
He did this year after year.
他一年又一年地做这件事。
Jim owned the mission.
吉姆委身传道。
His life is a powerful illustration of evangelism against the odds.
对于基督教中那些坚持以一成不变的形式传福音的论调，吉姆的生活是一个有力的反例。
And today, generations later, countless people from the neighborhoods he worked so hard into reach have come to saving faith.
今天经过了许多代以后，无数人从吉姆曾经竭力传福音的邻居们家里接受了救恩的信仰。
So is it worth taking risks to reach the lost people with the love of Jesus?
我们花这么大的劲儿冒险，用基督的爱去接触那些失丧的人，值得吗？
Is it right to proclaim the gospel in ways that break a few rules, push back a few boundaries, and ruffle a few feathers?
传福音以这种方式打破常规，模糊界限，并且惹人不高兴，是正确的吗？
If you're not sure, you might want to try to ask the hundreds of thousands of Chinese Christians who've been directly touched or indirectly touched by Jim, or as he's better, more widely known as, James Hudson Taylor, the founder of the China Inland Mission over a century ago.
如果你不确定，你可能就应该跟贝基姆直接或间接传过福音的成千上万的中国基督徒核实一下。吉姆，或者说他更加被广为人知的大名吉姆·戴德森·泰勒，是一个多世纪以前中国内地会如今的海外基督使团的创立者，我们神学院就是以他的名字来命名的。
This is like where most of us are at when it comes to evangelism.
这也就是在传福音的时候，我们大多数人都遇到的情况。
Do we value what God values?
我们看重的是神所看重的吗？
When we know what's important, we often get sidetracked.
当我们知道那是重要的，我们经常转头不那么做。
Instead of making an impact, most of us feel inept.
我们并不是产生了果效，大多数人都感到没有能力传福音。
I want to suggest that our first step is to own the mission.
我想建议我们第一步是去委身传道。
If we don't, we won't see much evangelistic fruit.
如果我们不这么做，就不会看到很多福音的果子。
As believers, we want instruction. We want to be mobilized for ministry. We pray, we adore God, and we care for each other.
作为信徒，我们想要一些教导。我们想被调动起来参与事工，我们祷告，我们敬拜神，我们彼此关心。
Most of these have to do with our relationship with God or our relationship with other believers.
这些事情大部分都需要处理我们跟神或者跟其他信徒的关系。
In his book, Purpose Driven Church, Rick Warren reports on a survey that he found 89% of church members believe the church's purpose is to take care of my needs and those of my family.
在华里克牧师的书《直奔标杆：成为目标导向的教会》里面，他说，一个调查显示，89%的教会会员相信，教会的目的是去照顾我的和我家庭的那些需要。
Only 11% said the purpose of the church is to win the world for Jesus Christ.
仅仅11%的人说，教会的目的是为了基督耶稣去赢得世界。
According to George Barna in his book called Evangelism That Works, most churches have only a small group of people who have a passion for evangelism.
在乔治·巴纳的书《有果效的福音传道》里面，他提到，大部分教会只有一小群人有热情传福音。
Barna asked three probing questions to churches like my own church and this one.
巴纳向许多像我的和这间教会的那些教会提了三个尖锐的问题。
Number one, do people own evangelism as the heartbeat of the ministry?
第一个问题是，会众将福音传道作为事工的中心委身于他吗？
Number two, is evangelism deemed the highest priority of the church?
第二个问题，教会认为福音传道在所有事工当中具有最高的优先权吗？
Number three, have the people caught a vision for reaching non-believers that gives the church definition, energy, and direction?
第三个问题，信徒们得到了一个给予教会定义、能量和方向的传福音的意向吗？
He concludes by saying, if not, the organization is not truly a church, but simply a group of people intrigued by religion.
他得出结论说，如果没有，那么这个组织就不真是一间教会，而仅仅是一群对宗教着迷的人。
So let's admit something this afternoon.
今天下午让我们得承认一件事。
Evangelism is not easy.
福音传道不容易。
In fact, for many of us, it's downright scary.
其实我们很多人都觉得它特别吓人。
Evangelism is one of the highest values of the church and one of the least practiced.
福音传道是教会里面具有最高价值的事工之一，并且也是最少被实践的事工之一。
Studies show that most believers don't have any, or have many, if any, friendships with non-Christians.
研究显示，大部分基督徒并没有很多跟非基督徒的友谊，甚至根本就没有。
We may talk a good game.But our actions speak louder than our words.
我们可能讲得很漂亮，但是我们的行为没有比我们说的话声音更大。
Do we really care about lost people?
我们真的关心那些失丧的人吗？
Do we sincerely believe that knowing Christ is the best way to live and the only way to die?
我们真心相信认识基督是最好的生活，并且是唯一的面对死亡的方式吗？
If you have the flu, You generally stay away from people because you don't want to infect them.
如果你染上了流感，通常你会跟别人离得远点，因为你不想传染。
But by its very nature and purpose, the church ought to be a contagious place that is infecting more and more outsiders with the Christian faith.
但是就教会的本质和目的而言，它应该是一个具有感染力的地方。通过基督徒的信仰，我们感染越来越多教会外面的人。
There ought to be an epidemic of people trusting in Christ.
教会本应该盛行带人信基督。
So why isn't it happening?
但是为什么没有发生呢？
In his book called Building a Contagious Church, Mark Middleberg points out that the evangelism value in every church tends to head south over time.
马可·米泰尔伯格在他的书《建立一间具有感染性的教会》里面指出，每间教会里对传福音的重视程度都不断倾向于越来越差。
He calls it the second law of spiritual dynamics, in which Christians, if left to themselves, move towards self-centeredness.
他称之为灵性动力学的第二定律。在这里面，基督徒们如果任由自己发展，那么他们都会向以自我为中心移动。
If we're serious about telling others the gospel, then we need to fight this gravitational pull inward.
如果我们想要严肃地给人传福音，那么我们必须跟这种向内拉我们的作用力斗争。
In order to overcome evangelistic entropy, we must be relentless in our pursuit of owning the mission we've been called to fulfill.
为了克服这种福音传道的功能退化，我们就必须坚定地追求委身于我们被呼召去完成的使命。
So this afternoon, we're going to look at John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23.
所以今天下午，让我们看一看约翰福音二十章的十九到二十三节，在我们程序单的第四面。
In our text, we see the disciples huddled together in a room.
在这段经文里，我们看到门徒们聚在了一间房子里。
They're excited. They're afraid.
他们兴奋，但也害怕。
The door was locked because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
他们因为害怕犹太宗教领袖的迫害，就把门锁上了。
Suddenly, without warning, Jesus appears and says in verse 19, "Peace be with you."
突然，没有任何警告，耶稣显现了，并且说，愿你们平安。
I don't imagine those are the words some of the disciples were expecting.
无法想象那些话是一些门徒期望听到的。
There's no rebuke or how could you?
没有责备，也没有客套话，想你们怎么样啊？
Jesus doesn't scold them or shame them.
耶稣并没有责备，或是让他们感到羞耻。
The first words out of his mouth show one thing: he accepts them.
从他嘴里说出来的第一句话表明了一件事：他接纳他。
Can you imagine the relief and the joy that must have flooded their hearts?
你们能想象那种随之产生的使他们心淹没了的安慰和喜悦吗？
These first words of Jesus after his resurrection were almost identical to that which he said shortly before he was arrested in John 16:33. I told you these things so that in me you might have peace.In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
在耶稣复活之后说的第一句话跟他被捕之前讲的话几乎是一致的。在约翰福音十六章三十三节，耶稣说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
What Jesus was saying here was, I accept you.
耶稣在这里讲的意思是，我接纳你们。
In some respects, it's as if the past few days hadn't happened.
家人感到，在某些方面，最后几天的事情似乎并没有发生。
Now these disciples probably felt unworthy, but the Savior extends peace.
现在这些门徒可能觉得自己没有价值，但是救主却给了他们平安。
Now I'm not sure if we fully grasp.How gracious an act this was.
我不知道是不是我们完全理解了这是一个怎样慈爱的表现。
The disciples were afraid.
门徒们害怕。
The word fear in verse 19 carries with it a sense of flight.
害怕这个词暗含在第十九节的逃跑里面。
The disciples were alarmed and frightened that they wanted to bolt.
门徒们是那么担心和害怕，以至于他们想逃跑。
Now contrast this with the word peace, which is defined as putting together that which is broken.
现在用平安来对比，平安被作为把那些被打坏的聚集在一起来定义。
Jesus knows that they were afraid, so he says shalom to them, which literally means all good to you.
耶稣知道他们害怕，所以他对他们说平安。这个词字面上的意思是一切的美善都给你们。
Do you understand that Jesus wants to extend peace to you and I as well?
你们理解耶稣想要将平安也传递给我们大家吗？
He doesn't gloss over your past.
他并没有掩饰我们过去的错误。
He's well aware of the mistakes that we've all made.
他很了解我们犯过的错误。
He knows how we've scorned him, denied him, and rejected him when we should have been speaking up for him.
他知道，当我们应该大声地为他说话时，我们是如何的忽视他、否定他、拒绝的。
Yet he still extends peace.
但是他仍然给我们平安。
When he sees you, he says, Shalom.
当他看到你的时候，他说平安。
This peace has at least four dimensions.
这一平安包括四方面的内容。
Peace with God, Romans 5:1.
罗马书五章一节告诉我们与神和平。
Peace in difficult times in John 14:27 and 16:33.
在约翰福音十四章的二十七节和十六章的三十三节告诉我们，在困难的时候有平安。
Peace in our relationships, Ephesians 2:14-18.
在以弗所书二章的十四到十八节说，在我们关系中有和平。
Peace with the past, Romans 8:1.
罗马书八章一节告诉我们与过去和解。
The Savior offers you peace today, even if you don't feel like you deserve it.
救主今天给你平安，即使你觉得自己不配。
God's peace and forgiveness is extended to us by His grace.
神的平安和饶恕借着他的恩典临到了我们。
So here's the question.Why do we continue to cower in the corner when the Savior wants to embrace us?
所以现在的问题是，当救主想要接纳我们的时候，为什么我们继续蜷缩在角落里呢？
Why do we try to lock him out of our lives?
为什么尽力将他挡在我们的生活之外呢？
By granting peace, Jesus shows us how much he accepts us.
通过给我们平安，耶稣显明他是如何的接纳我们。
In verse 20, he underscores how much he cares for his followers.
在二十节里，他强调他有多么关心自己的跟从者。
He knows that doubt can creep into our lives, and so he showed them his hands and his side.
他知道我们对他的疑惑能够慢慢进入到我们的生命中，所以他把手和肋旁指给他们看。
In Luke 24:37-43, it tells us that Jesus went out of his way to show his followers who he really was when he asked them to touch him, and then he ate a piece of broiled fish to show that he really was alive.
在路加福音二十四章三十七到四十三节告诉我们，耶稣主动出来，要他的门徒们摸他，显明给他们他到底是谁。然后他吃了一片烧鱼，表明他真实的活着。
As it relates to our mission, Jesus knows that fear keeps many of us from sharing the good news.
当这联系到我们的事工时，耶稣知道恐惧会使我们很多人不敢传福音。
Many of us feel that way, don't we?
我们很多人都有那种感觉，是不是？
But as his peace floods our lives and his proofs ground our faith, he also opens locked doors so we can go through them.
但是当他的平安涌进了我们的生命，他的证据坚固了我们的信心，他就打开了锁着的门，以便我们能够越过障碍。
He now has a job for us to do.
现在他吩咐我们去做一件事。
Jesus calls us to a mission.
耶稣呼唤我们，却完成一个大使命。
In verse 21, Jesus says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
在21节里，耶稣说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
He entrusts them with the message of the gospel.
他把福音信息交托给他们。
He believes in them, and so he commissions them.
他相信他们，所以差遣他们。
Now the first use of the word peace in verse 19 was given in order to quiet their hearts.
在十九节里面，平安这个词第一次被使用，是为了安慰众门徒的心。
The second peace was given in order to prepare them for God's declaration of their purpose.
而第二个平安的出现，是为了神对他们宣告的目的而预备他们。
John said, or Jesus said in John 17:18, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
在约翰福音十七章十八节里，以后约耶稣说，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Listen to how Paul states our mission in 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us.
我们听一听，在哥林多后书5:18-20，保罗是怎样阐述我们的使命。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Now notice that Jesus sends us into the world the same way the Father sent him.
请注意，耶稣是照着父神差遣他进入世界时同样的方式差遣我们进入世界。
This has several implications.
这有几种暗示。
We must take the initiative.
我们必须主动去做。
As Jesus went into the world, so we are to go to others.
就像耶稣降世为人，我们也应该效仿他。
We're not just to sit back and wait for others to come to us.
我们不应该仅仅袖手旁观，等着其他人来找我们。
We must open our mouths.
我们必须张开口。
We're to speak the truth as he did.
应该像耶稣那样讲福音真理。
We must declare and demonstrate.
我们必须宣称并且显明。
As Jesus demonstrated the validity of his message by what he did, so must we.
就像耶稣通过他的所作所为显明了福音的正确性，我们也必须这么做。
We must be prepared for opposition.
我们必须做好准备面对反对。
It shouldn't surprise us.When others laugh at us and ridicule us because of our message or our approach to living.
如果其他人因为我们传的福音和我们的生活方式嘲笑讥讽我们，我们不应该觉得奇怪。
His peace and his proofs show how much he accepts us.
主耶稣的平安和证据表明他是如何的接纳我们。
We've been accepted not so we can just bask in our relationship with him, but so that we can live out our purpose, and that task is to share Christ.
我们被主接纳，不是为了仅仅让我们在跟他的关系中喜乐，也是要我们活出神所要我们过的生活，而那是为了跟别人分享基督。
He commissions us to accomplish it.
主差遣我们去完成他的旨意。
Are you feeling a little overwhelmed?
你们是不是感到有点压力大呀？
Me too.
我也是。
That's why these next words in John 20, verse 22 are so important. And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这就是为什么约翰福音20:22。 那么重要啊！耶稣向他们吹口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
You see, Jesus not only entrusts us with the responsibility of proclaiming the gospel to others, He also equips us for the job.
所以我们看，耶稣不仅仅交托给我们向别人传福音的责任，他也为了这一工作装备我们。
At this moment of greatest need, the Savior promises to place His Spirit in each of us individually.
这一刻，为了这一伟大的工作，救主应许赐给每个基督徒圣灵。
Listen to what the Bible says the Holy Spirit will do.
我们听一听圣经所说的圣灵会做什么事情。
He gives us the words to say, Luke 12:11-12.
他赐给我们当说的话，在路加福音十二章十一到十二节里。
He convicts us and our listeners of sin. See that in John 16:8.
他让我们认罪，自己责备自己，在约翰福音十六章八节里。
He converts a hard heart in John 6:44.
他将人坚定的心转化，在约翰福音六章四十四节里。
He sustains us in the difficult times, John 14:26-27.
他在困难的时候支撑我们，在约翰福音十四章二十六到二十七节。
He gives focus and substance to our prayers, Romans 8:26.
他帮助我们祷告，在罗马书八章二十六节。
He gives us the ability to do what He's called us to do, 1 Corinthians 12:7.
他赐给我们能力去做他呼召我们去做的事，在哥林多前书十二章第七节里。
He gives us Christ-like qualities, Galatians 5:22-23.
他赐给我们像基督一般的品格，加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节。
When the Holy Spirit is given room to work, He will surprise us again and again by what He can do.
当圣灵运行在我们当中做工时，它会使我们一次又一次的惊讶于他所做的工作。
We are not left alone.
神并没有不管我们，让我们自己努力。
He has provided the help that we need.
他提供给我们所需要的帮助。
Wishing to encourage her young son's progress on the piano, a mother took her boy to a concert.
有这样一个故事。一位妈妈为了鼓励她年幼的儿子在钢琴上进步，把他带到了一个音乐会上。
After they were seated, the mother spotted a friend in the audience and walked down the aisle to greet her.
他们坐下来以后，妈妈在观众席里看见一个朋友，就走到过道里向他问候。
Seizing the opportunity to explore the wonders of the concert hall, the little boy rose and went through a door marked No Admittance.
儿子一看，就趁这个机会去跑出去探索这个神奇的音乐厅里到底有什么。他离开座位，到外面到处逛，看见有这么一扇门，就走了进去。门上有个标志，写着“禁止入内”。
When the house lights dimmed and the concert was about to begin, the mother returned to her seat and discovered that her son was missing.
当音乐厅里的灯光暗了下来，音乐会要开始的时候。妈妈回到了座位上，却发现儿子不见了。
Suddenly, the curtains parted, and the spotlights focused on the impressive Steinway on stage.
突然，台上的幕布拉开了，聚光灯照在了台上那一架令人巨大的、华丽的史坦威钢琴上面。
In horror, the mother saw her little boy sitting at the keyboard, innocently picking out "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star."
妈妈惶恐地看到她的儿子正坐在钢琴的琴键旁边，开始天真地唱儿歌，一闪一闪亮晶晶。
At that moment, the great piano master made his entrance, quickly moved to the piano and whispered in the boy's ear, "Don't quit, keep playing."
就在这时候，钢琴大师上台了，他迅速地走到了钢琴旁边，对着小男孩的耳边轻声说，别停，继续唱。
Then leaning over, he reached down with his left hand and began filling in the bass part.
然后斜着身子，左手慢慢地伸到了琴键的低音区，弹了起来。
Soon his right arm reached around to the other side of the child, and he added a running obbligato.
很快，他的右手从孩子身体的另一边绕过去，在伴奏区弹了起来。
Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderfully creative experience.
年迈的钢琴大师和小孩将一个令人担心的状况转化成了美妙的、具有创造性的经历。
The audience was mesmerized.
观众们看入迷了。
And that's the way it is with the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们跟圣灵在一起的情况。
What we can accomplish on our own is hardly noteworthy.
我们靠着自己的努力能够成就的是很有限的。
We try our best, but the results aren't exactly graceful, flowing music.
我们尽了全力，但结果并不一定奏出美妙的音乐。
But with the hand of the Master, our life's work can truly be beautiful.
但是在大师的亲手帮助之下，我们人生的工作才真正能够变得美丽。
Friends, you've been accepted and commissioned and equipped to play the beautiful music of salvation for those who are lost in their sins.
朋友，你已经被神接纳了，差遣了，装备了，为了那些在最终失丧的人演奏美妙的救赎音乐。
He's whispering to you today, "Don't quit, keep playing."
主今天轻声地对你说，别停，继续干。
Feel his loving arms around you.
你会感受他的慈爱的膀臂环绕你。
Know that his strong hands are playing the concert of your life.
知道他有力的手在演奏着你生命的音乐会。
You see, God doesn't call the equipped; He equips the called.
你看，神并没有呼召装备好的人，他装备被呼召的人。
Now the last verse of this text adds one final thing.
今天我们经文的最后一节告诉我们最后这么一件事。
He motivates us.
主激励我们。
Look at verse 23. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
约翰福音二十章的二十三节说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Now this verse is difficult because we know that Mark 2:7 it says no one can forgive sins but God alone.
这节经文理解起来不容易，因为我们知道马可福音二章七节说，除了神以外谁能赦罪呢？
The NIV Study Bible explains it this way. God does not forgive people's sins because we do so, nor does he withhold forgiveness because we do. Rather, those who proclaim the gospel are in effect forgiving or not forgiving sins, depending on whether the hearers accept or reject Jesus Christ.
这个英文的新国际版，串珠圣经是这么解释的。说神并不因为我们传福音而赦免人的罪，他也不因为我们这么做而不赦免。在一定程度上，传福音的人是不是产生赦免的效果，取决于听到福音的人是不是接受或拒绝耶稣基督。
You see, if you tell people about this forgiveness, you are extending forgiveness to them.
所以我们看，如果你告诉别人这件赦免的事儿。你就把赦免传递给了听的人。
If they respond, they are indeed forgiven.
如果他们积极地回应了，他们就被赦免。
However, if you don't tell them, you're not extending forgiveness to them.
但是如果你不告诉他们，你就没有把赦免传递给他们。
Then their sins will not be forgiven.
那么他们的罪就不会被赦免。
The forgiveness that we experience motivates us to share it with others.
我们自己经历的赦免激发我们跟其他人分享赦免。
Jesus accepts, he commissions, he equips, and he motivates us.
耶稣接纳，他差遣，他装备，他也激励我们。
The motivation is that the world is desperately in need of this message that we have.
这么做的动力就是世界其实特别需要我们传的福音。
If we don't go forward, Some people will never hear that they can be set free.
如果我们不去传福音，有人就会一直也没听过他们能被从罪中释放的消息。
Some will never know the joy of salvation.
有人就一直也不知道救恩的喜乐。
Some will never know the Spirit's strength in difficult times.
有人就一直也不知道在困境当中圣灵的力量。
If we don't tell the people that we come in contact with about the gospel, then we're not living out our mission and calling.
如果我们不告诉别人我们生活在福音之中，那么我们就没有活出我们的使命和呼召。
And what God provided for them, He's also provided for us.
并且神供应给他们什么，神也照样供应给我们什么。
We have the same God.The same Bible, the same Holy Spirit, and the same gospel message.
我们有同一位神，同一部圣经，同一位圣灵，以及相同的福音信息。
As we wrap up this afternoon, here are four steps to help the church move forward.
今天下午，我们将信息整合一下，这里是帮助教会前进的四个步骤。
Number one.Admit that your evangelistic values have slipped.
第一步，承认你对福音传道的重视程度不够。
This is the right place to start.
这是正确的地方，让我们从这里开始。
You can't have change without first admitting that there's a problem.
不承认有问题，你就不可能有所改变。
Number two, stay spiritually authentic.
第二步，保持真实的灵性状况。
Pray, bring everything to God.
祷告，将每件事都交托给神。
Sometimes we don't even think to share Jesus with others because we're not walking with Him ourselves.
有时候，因为我们自己就没有与神同行，所以我们也就不想给别人传福音。
Number three, pray for opportunities.
第三，为了有机会传福音祷告。
Colossians 4:2-3 says, Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
哥罗西书4:2-3节说，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
And number four, follow God's prompting.
第四步，顺从神的差遣。
Colossians 4:5-6 says, Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
哥罗西书4:5-6说，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往，你们的言语又常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
God wants to spread His glory throughout the world.
神要想要他的荣耀在全世界都传开。
The way He does it is through His people.
他通过他的子民做这件事。
But the truth is, we need to buy into the plan.
但事实是，我们需要把救赎计划买进来。
We need to own it.
我们需要拥有它。
His mission is our mission.
神的使命也就是我们的使命。
As Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done.
就像耶稣基督对父神说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思成就。
May God, through the power of the Spirit, fill us to fulfill the great task before us, to go into the world and spread the message of hope and salvation to all.
愿神通过圣灵的能力充满我们，去实现我们前面的大使命，去进入世界，向所有人传扬希望和救赎。阿门。谢谢 Brian 牧师。